guess I'm pretty glad that you're alone.
Should now bed my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees, but you don't say thank you or please. I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy, just always so buff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Calories and 100% natural. You blend the stevia. Who believes in the stevia plant?
Wait, when people find out it's stevia,
I'm only good at being
sees, but maybe it's because I'm wearing your cologne.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yes. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, you're listening to Breaking News, absolutely breaking the news with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave on WNHH, LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio. What's up, people? What's up? You're listening to Breaking News. All right, so this weekend was wonderful, right? You have Bernie Sanders. The socialist, Bernie Sanders, leading the pack. He's leading the pack. So you have Mini Mike, who wasn't in the Nevada caucus. He's not in the South Carolina primary, right? Mini Mike is waiting for Super Tuesday, right? But Mini Mike got in to try to bludgeon Bernie with capitalism, right? And instead, you know, Bernie reminds me a lot of Trump, where the more you attack him, the more powerful he becomes, right? Or I saw I forgot who the pundit was, but on TV I saw somebody say that Trump is like Pac-Man, right? So the more you chase Pac-Man around, when he gets, you know, that superpower nugget he's trying to get, he's able to eat you up. He gets stronger, he gets bigger. And Bernie is reminding me of that. Bernie is gonna win this thing. I believe Bernie's gonna have the most delegates, right? He's not gonna have enough delegates, but he's gonna have enough, right, to say, I mean he's gonna have enough, but not enough, if you could understand that. But he's gonna have enough to say, I'm the leader of this party. And you have Democrats panicking. They are absolutely panicking that Bernie Sanders, who Bloomberg called a communist, who Chris Matthews, I have the story here somewhere, I'll pull it up. Chris Matthews said that Bernie winning Nevada was like the Nazis taking France. So, I mean, this is getting pretty serious for the Democrats. They allowed Bernie, who isn't a Democrat. Let's face it, that Democrat socialism is baloney, right? And Bernie is not a Democrat. He runs as a Democrat. When he loses, he goes and he back to being an independent. He caucuses with the Democrats. Of course, he's liberal. So if there's going to be anyone close to Bernie, it's going to be the liberals. It's like I say, the Democrat umbrella, everything falls under the Democrat umbrella. So you have socialism, communism, progressive, liberal, Democrat, everything. All of those, you know, if you could think of a group that complains, they fall under the Democrat umbrella. So if you could think of a group that's a victim all the time, who considers themselves victims, that falls under the Democrat umbrella. So I feel bad for Bernie. Well, not really, he's not a Democrat, but I feel bad for the Democrat Party, because I know Democrats who are telling me that there's no way that they would vote for Bernie because he's a socialist. And then you have Democrats who say, if Bernie doesn't win, they will not vote for whoever the party candidate is, right? So you're going to have, I think it was something like 14% of Bernie's voters voted for Trump in 2016. I think it's somewhere 14 to 17%. I think that number is going to increase. And I'm hearing it from some of the Bernie supporters that they stood home before, but this time, if it gets stolen from Bernie again, they will vote for Trump. Now, that's pretty interesting that people would rather vote for Trump then vote for the party that's stealing the nomination from Bernie. I mean, it makes sense. But it looks like it's going to be a win for Trump. All of this stuff seems like the person who's going to come out winning is Donald Trump. Because you have, like I said, you had, let me see if I can pull this up here. I should have it. But you have James Carville losing his mind. Here goes. So you have James Carville losing his mind over Bernie winning. And he's not the only one. Let's look at this.
Where this country is and how do you push it forward under some real choices that Democrats have to make.
Let's...
By the way, the happiest person right now is about 1:15 Moscow time. This thing is going very well for Vladimir Putin. I promise you. He's probably staying up watching us right now. How you doing, Vlad?
So you saw that was James Carville, and look, the Democrats are desperate, right? So they're stuck with running the same playbook they ran on Trump. The Russians want Bernie, or like they did with Trump, the Russians want Trump to win, but now it's the Russians want Bernie to win. So they're stuck running the same playbook, but now it's Bernie who's the Russian agent, or, you know, the Manchurian candidate. So the Democrats are losing their minds. I love it. But when you have James Carville saying the only person who's happy is Vladimir Putin. So this is the thing. And then you have these stories. Let me see if I could pull one of these stories up. Here goes. Let's move that over so you can see it. So this is thehill.com. Trump accuses Schiff of leaking information that Russia was helping Sanders. And it's true, right? So you have different stories coming out. Now, last week, I don't know if you haven't heard, last week they came out. Now, the Congress was briefed last month, but last week, Adam Schiff came, you know, we're assuming is Adam Schiff. He's the leader of the Intel committee, and he loves to leak. Adam Schiff is a leaker, right? Adam Schiff is a leaker. So anyway, so Trump accuses Schiff of leaking information that Russia was helping Sanders. President Trump accused House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of leaking information that Russia has sought to interfere with the Democrat primary to help Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Right? Nobody said it to me at all, Trump told reporters Sunday about the reported Russian interference. They ought to investigate Adam Schiff for leaking that intelligence. Trump continued his accusations in a tweet that later Sunday afternoon without providing evidence to support his claims. Somebody please tell incompetent, thank you for my high poll numbers, and corrupt politician Adam Shifty Schiff to stop leaking classified information, or even worse, made up information to fake news media. Someday he will be caught, and that will be a very unpleasant experience, Trump tweeted. Now, what you have to keep this in mind, right? The Democrat Party is not pro-Bernie. And like I said, they're using the same playbook on Bernie. But Adam Schiff, for 3 years, told you that Trump had colluded. That Trump had colluded in plain sight. That he had seen classified information that said Trump had colluded. He even wrote a memo, you know, saying that everything that the Republicans were saying, that Representative Nunes was saying, was absolutely a lie and wrong. There was evidence that Trump had colluded. Now keep in mind, James Comey spent a year investigating Trump. James Comey got fired. They put Robert Mueller as the special prosecutor. He spends 2 years and $40 million and he can't find anything. There's nothing in the classified information that said Trump was colluding. As a matter of fact, they find that the root of it all, the dossier, was a Russian-sourced report that the Democrats and the media took and ran with it. So actually, the people, the agents of Russia, who were basically taking Russian information, Russian misinformation, and misinforming you, were the Democrats and the media. So it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple, right? These, the Democrats have been creating stuff against Trump. And now that they fear that Bernie's going to be their candidate, that the socialist Bernie Sanders is going to be their candidate, they're using the same playbook on him. And Trump's just calling him out. Adam Schiff has lied so many times in front of Congress, but he's immune because he's a congressman. So they could get up there and give you all the Russian propaganda that they want. And the Russians don't even need to have agents in the United States. All they have to do is whisper into Adam Schiff's ear or whisper into a New York Times reporter's ear, and that's it. They run with the misinformation. It's that simple. You know, and you have to look at what has been happening. Don't be the dunce that swallows everything MSNBC, CNN have been selling you. They have been wrong for more than 3 years. I think it's about 4 years now when you take it back to 2015 and all of the garbage journalism they were putting out there. You have to be smarter than that. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. You're listening to Breaking News, absolutely breaking the news with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave, on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
Thoughts that I brainstormed, strapped with the 8-long, bullets about the size of an acorn, headshots leaving your face gone, bought your mixtape just to break up an acorn, I skate on, rugged terrain or custom apparel, frying I air you and give it to whoever is near you, this is bear food, I'm Yogi out in Yellowstone, elbow your dome, then I light an L to blow. I bang hella chrome. I spend years in the weapon cage. So anything you shoot in is featherweight. I demonstrate your arm ain't safe. Watch me penetrate. Levitate your soul from your body. Send it to heaven's gate. Two ghosts dead. You looking eye to eye with the guard. Your timing is off. I took time designing this cloth. I am the boss. And most of y'all rhyming is frauds. Your lying dog couldn't see me with a line involved. I iron your jaw. You can't stop me. I dead cats and throw them over shoulder. King Jaffe, you not me. Just another mumble mouth wannabe. I smoke the bonsai tree just to calm my chi. Oh, niggas ain't harming me. Y'all niggas been dead, looking like zombies to me. Time for war, I came with bombs with me. Syntech, that's some bomb sticky. I get them off quickly. Tell me what is all the fussing for? I'm the one they came to see. It's me they discussing more. I'm the one they rootin' for. Always been a team player. This season I'm shooting more. Better tuck in your chain, punk. I just lost my job and you looking like steak chunk. If my ribs touching, someone's getting a face cut. Approaching a whip, 9 on me with a blade in my change cup. It's real life, y'all don't know the struggle I deal with. All the letdowns and the pain that I'm built with. Smoking back to back to prevent me from killing. Almost hit the neighbor when I shot the toast through the cylinder. See, I was out in Texas pushing weapons to rednecks. A few death threats from the women I slept with. Heartache and hard is what they was left with. Your best bet, who's the fuck on and accept it? Who wants war with he who loves friction the most? You're good and all, I'm more non-fictional though. I get it and go, and I ain't gotta wait for it to happen. As soon as the body drops, I get him fitted for the casket. Bastard, a headshot, I force him to a backflip. My genre of rap, cinematic in action. I tap chins, you thinking of course, you got an Asian wife. Me and her A alike, weapon choice, blaze and knife. Iron fist, cut off my arms, I reinforce them shit. Rizzish, now when I punch, I'm on the engine. Benjish, now that's a lot of shit you done got into, kid. Me and you get into it, it's finishing. Let's begin. Tell me what is all the fussing for? I'm the one they came to see. It's me they discussing more. I'm the one they rooting for. Always been a team player. This season I'm shooting more.
All right. You're listening to Breaking News, absolutely breaking the news with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave. All right, let's get into this story, right? So, this is from the Salt Lake Tribune, Salt Lake City, Utah, right? Tribune. From reporter Chris Stewart, Moscow has no reason to support Trump in 2020. Right? Intelligence officials warned House lawmakers last week that Russia was interfering in the 2020 campaign to try and get President Donald Trump reelected. Five people familiar with the matter said a disclosure to Congress that angered Trump, who complained that Democrats would use it against him. The day after February 13th briefing to lawmakers, Trump berated Joseph McGuire, the outgoing acting director of National Intelligence, for allowing it to take place. People familiar with the exchange said Trump was particularly irritated that Representative Adam Schiff, the leader of the impeachment proceedings, was at the briefing. During the briefing to the House Intelligence Committee, Trump's allies challenged the conclusions, arguing that he had been tough on Russia and that he had strengthened European security. Both true. Some intelligence officials viewed the briefing as a tactical error, saying the conclusions could have been delivered in a less pointed manner or left out entirely to avoid angering Republicans. The intelligence official who delivered the briefing, Shelby Pearson, is an aide to McGuire and has a reputation for speaking bluntly. Although intelligence officials have previously told lawmakers that Russia's interference campaign was continuing, last week's briefing included what appeared to be new information that Russia intended to interfere with the 2020 Democratic primaries as well as the general election. Okay. Now, these people are so deep state, right? So, and right now, actually, Shelby Pearson is actually saying that her briefing, that she never pointed, you know, it at Trump or anything, right? She said that her briefing was a general briefing, and of course Adam Schiff turned it into Trump, which makes sense, right? She's now saying that she never said that, right? And of course, if you brief Adam Schiff about Russia, Adam Schiff suffers from TDS. Now, is this something new that Russia tries to interfere in the elections? We need to go way back into the 40s to see that Russia has been trying to interfere with our elections for a very long time, right? I want to see whether they interfered in the Obama elections. Of course they did. Russia is constantly trying to interfere in our elections. That goes without say. But now pointing fingers at somebody? Now keep in mind, you know, I've said this a few times before, but keep in mind, Trump has put more sanctions on Russia. Trump has strengthened the European Union against Russia, right? Or NATO, right? So all of the NATO countries have actually invested in their defense because of Trump. So NATO is stronger. You think that makes Vladimir Putin happy? It's insane. Trump is now selling our natural gas in Europe now, right? So now we're an exporter of Putin's number one commodity. So we're going into Putin markets, where Trump was in India today, where there was a rally of 125,000 people. You think Putin is happy that Trump is over there selling India military equipment? Are you insane? Russia and China have to be flipping over the fact that Trump is over there in India, you know, building their relationship. And it'll be India and the United States against Russia and China. And we need that partner. Right? But this is insane. Now, keep in mind. Now, what has Trump done for Putin? Right? What has Trump done for Putin? Nothing at all. He's actually hurt Putin. I've spoken with a Russian who says the Russians hate Trump, but that they know that all they have to do is mention Trump favorably, and it drives the media and the Democrats crazy. They understand that Russia's economy keeps shrinking because of Trump. Now, let's do this in comparison to Obama, right? Trump is talking with Poland now to put another missile defense system over there, right? That wouldn't be in favor of Russia. As a matter of fact, Bush negotiated a missile defense system to be put in Poland. And the first thing Obama did is he reversed it. And who did that help? Who did that help? I wonder who colluded with Russia. Why would you take the missile defense system out of there when it would be a defense against Russia? Obama did that. And then you move on and Obama sells Russia 20% of our uranium. We import uranium because we don't have enough of it. And Obama basically sells it to Russia. Then you move on a couple of more years. And Obama's is touching President Medvedev's leg and telling him, listen, I'll be more flexible after this election. This is in 2012. I'll be more flexible after this election. Tell Vladimir that I will bend like a pretzel for him. So you have to look. Now, Trump hasn't done any of those things. Imagine if Trump did. What Trump has done is not talk bad about Putin. Right? So the Democrats try to force words into Trump's mouth. That's never going to happen. So Trump doesn't do what the Democrats want or the media wants him to do, which is come out against Putin and speak harshly like Obama. No, Obama didn't really speak harshly, but let's just say Obama spoke more harshly about Russia. But forget words. It's about actions. So Trump doesn't speak harshly about Russia, but he puts more sanctions. He goes into their market. He strengthens NATO. What are we missing here? How is Trump Russia's friend? I mean, it gets to the point where I don't believe anything coming out of the intelligence community or Congress. Adam Schiff told you for more than 3 years that Trump had absolutely committed collusion. Adam Schiff saw the classified information that said the dossier was fake information. The New York Times called it Russian misinformation. This is the thing. I want to think that people are smarter than this, right? But their hate for Trump doesn't allow their smarts to get in the way. Right? So I saw this meme that said, education does not equal intelligence. Right? And I deal with a whole bunch of highly educated people who walk around like zombies, blind as bats in their anger for Trump. I mean, highly intelligent people who drop their intelligence, then their IQs drop 100 points when it comes to Trump. They hate Trump so badly. You know, some of them are cheering for Bloomberg. Some of them are cheering for the billionaire Bloomberg, who stands for everything they hate. Actually, they agree with some of Trump's policies, but they can't, you know, actually say it, bring themselves to admit that just a few years ago, they were for those regulations or laws being passed. This is the thing. When your anger actually taints your intelligence, you have a problem. You have TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. All right, gonna take a quick break. Take a break and be right back. You're listening to Breaking News, Absolutely Breaking the News with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave, on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
She called me Big Daddy, Big Papa, Mr. Big Shot. Drop her off and treat it like a pit stop. OMG, ain't no gassing, I need big guap. Yanking in the club, check out the drip drop. Boss new, she go to work, tip top. Tip top. I love the way she move that body, wine, y'all. Freaky, yeah. Let's get it, won't love her. Yeah. No kinky, still she bound to bust it open. Almost every time she see me, let me drown. It get wavy in your waters, yeah. Yeah. You do it right, I just might call you back.
Might call you back.
She say it's better with no strings attached, yeah. Lil' shorty smart, she only speaking fact. I got the juice, I got the sauce, I got the swagger.
I got the swagger.
You got some, then I got some, but I know my is better.
Yeah.
I'm on the south side, little north, what's happening? I like bad, who get 100 likes with no captions, yeah.
Boston, she go to work, work. Tip top, tip top. Love the way she move that body, wine, yo. I boss, she go to work. Tip top, tip top. Love the way she move that body. Wine, yo. Wine, yo.
Pull up, wreck, wreck. We fool, yeah. No hands, law. That dead. Lil' mama could work it.
Work it.
You know what you got.
Yeah.
We link up the slide. But don't forget the top. OMG.
OMG.
Now make it bounce.
Bounce.
She don't like to miss a beat.
Beat.
It gotta count.
She just
pushing.
Pushin'.
You got it. Looking.
Lookin'.
Too much cake for my health.
Yeah.
Yet I love when she cooking.
Cookin'.
Shorty colder than ice. You should see when she melt.
Yeah.
You should lower the belt. Fuck a set in the mood.
Ooh.
When she want it, she get it. There ain't nothing to prove.
Ooh.
There ain't nothing to prove.
Ooh.
When she want it, she get it.
All right. You're listening to Breaking News with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave. All right, so let's move on to the story here. And this is incredible. This is incredible, right? And I don't know. I don't understand the Democrats these days. I honestly. They're for everything they say they're against, right? They criticize old white rich people, and there's a lot of people coming out for Bloomberg right now. You have Congress people who last week came out for Bloomberg, and even that was after his horrible debate. They still came out for him. And let's look at this story. Bloomberg campaign is paying workers $2,500 per month to promote Bloomberg through text and social media. Now, he is funding his own propaganda machine. So he has people saying good things about him. When we know, just look at his history. Bloomberg is an evil guy, right? And he has, you know, last week he decided, I'm going to let three of the women who signed non-disclosure agreements talk. I'm going to let three. So obviously he's going to choose the three that get to talk, right? And he needs to allow all of them. All of them. Now they're saying his campaign put out that, oh, you know, people who want to be let go from their non-disclosure agreement just need to contact the Bloomberg campaign and they'll see what they could do. But this is insane. But look at this. Bloomberg campaign is funding their own propaganda machine. This isn't ads of what he's going to do. He has people saying nice things about him on Instagram, on Facebook. He's using propaganda to get into your head so that you know you've read it. Well, he isn't a bad guy. I've read that he's a good guy. And these are people who don't know Bloomberg. They're just paid to say nice things about him. It's insane. It's insane. And I don't know. The Democrats are allowing Bloomberg to attempt to purchase the nomination because they hate Bernie. Now, I don't hate Bernie. I actually like Bernie. I don't like any of Bernie's policies, but I like Bernie because he's real. That's why I say he reminds me a lot of Trump, because you know where Bernie stands. He tells you exactly what's on his mind. He doesn't have to poll test it or get a group of people, you know, to see, I forgot what you call that group, but, you know, to see if they actually like what he's saying. It's insane. They're allowing Michael Bloomberg, Mini Mike, to buy this election. Let's see the story. Oh, this is a good story. Look, CBS News poll, most voters expect Trump will be reelected. So, and this number actually coincides with the Gallup poll that said over 60% of Americans are happy with the economy, happy with their situation in life, right? And this poll, whether or not they're voting for him, 65% of registered voters nationwide think President Trump will definitely or probably be reelected, including more than a third of Democrats who think so. Republicans are especially optimistic that more than nine in 10 expect him to win. Now, these people are expecting him to win because their lives are better. You have to go back to that that Reagan question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer is absolutely. 6.4% of 10 feel like their life has gotten better under Trump. That number is real, and it's also one of the highest numbers for any president in a re-election campaign. So that's good news. Good news. All right, let's move on to the next one. Is artificial intelligence making racial profiling worse? I'm not going to get into the story, but absolutely it is. I think it is. Not getting into the story. Don't have time. Okay, let's get here we go. I like this story. Sonia Sotomayor issues scathing dissent in Supreme Court order that could reshape legal immigration. Right? So, Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote a scathing dissent late Friday night, castigating the government for repeatedly asking the Supreme Court on an emergency basis to allow controversial policies to go into effect and charging her conservative colleagues on the court with being too eager to side with the Trump administration on such requests. The justice wrote that granting emergency applications often upends the normal appellate process while putting a thumb on the scale in favor of the party that won. Targeting her conservative colleagues, she said, most troublingly, the court's recent behavior has benefited one litigant over all others. So Sotomayor's dissent was in response to the court's 5-4 order granting the government's request to allow its controversial public charge rule to go into effect in every state. The rule makes it more difficult for immigrants to obtain legal status if they use public benefits like food stamps and housing vouchers, although the three other liberal justices on the bench also dissented. They remained silent and did not join Sotomayor's decision. All right, so Sotomayor is upset that that the Supreme Court is actually deciding to hear these emergency cases that the Trump administration brings before them. Now, keep in mind, the reason they have to bring these emergency cases is because you have a bunch of liberal active judges making decisions that are outside of the law. They're making political decisions instead of following the law. So, and when you're talking about immigration, where activist judges constantly rule in favor of the illegal immigrant, it's insane for the White House not to go to the Supreme Court and ask for emergency orders. Because we should be following the law. And Sonia Sotomayor is saying it's not fair because it keeps going in Trump's direction. Would it be fair if it went in her direction against the law? Against the Constitution? And hey, this is how the Constitution works. You have 9 justices and majority rules. That's simple. I mean, it's insane. For people like Sotomayor, who are in favor of illegals coming through that border, to sit on the Supreme Court and make their decisions on politics instead of the Constitution. All right, let's move on. This India-bound Donald Trump takes poke at Bernie Sanders and Democrats over Russia. President Donald Trump left for India on Sunday by seeking to drive a wedge between the Democrat Party and primary frontrunner Bernie Sanders. You see, this is the thing about reporting. The Democrats are obviously coming after Bernie Sanders. Trump doesn't have to drive a wedge between them when there's a huge wall between them. The Democrats are trying to destroy the Sanders campaign. It's that simple. Anyway, let's move on. Not gonna read that one. Okay, let's get to this. They like Bernie, Biden says. Russia working to prevent him from getting nomination. Okay, so now Joe Biden, this is what I'm saying. They're bringing out the old playbook. Like Joe Biden, like the victim before him, Hillary Clinton, is now saying the reason he's losing is because of Russia. Not because Sleepy Joe looks like he's always snapping. Sleepy Joe needs to wake up and actually start putting sentences together. You know, sentences that make sense. All right, let's see. All right, the show's almost coming to an end. Favoring Trump. Okay, let's see. Officials dispute briefing on 2020 Russian interference favoring Trump. The intelligence doesn't say that. Okay, so the officials who actually briefed are actually coming out and saying it never said that it favors anybody. But this, the deep state continues. And I, you know, it drives me crazy when I hear, but these are Trump's people. No, these are Korea government people who haven't been elected to anything. A lot of these people have been there for way longer than Trump's administration. Okay, so this is the deep state trying to put their thumb on the scale again. And right now they're trying to put it against Bernie more than anything. Because no Trump supporter and most independents who are level-minded do not believe that this Russia 2.0 is real. But anyway, so let's move on. Okay, I read the Salt Lake City one. Let's see if I got a good video here. You're listening to Breaking News, absolutely breaking the news. Let's listen to this Chris Matthews video because it's hilarious.
On here, and is this any way to pick a nominee?
Well, I don't think so, but it is the way we're picking this one, and it looks like Bernie Sanders is hard to beat right now. I'm with Carville all the way in terms of the dangers of what lies ahead in November. I'm very much aware of them. They're sitting on so much oppo research on Bernie, what he said in the past about world affairs, how far left he is. I'm not sure how far left he is, but they're going to make the most of that in terms of world politics. They're going to kill him. But I think it's a little late to stop him, and I think that's the problem. By the way, if you look at the pattern, it's dynamic. Bernie won the popular vote in Iowa. He won it again in New Hampshire. It looks like he's going to win it here when they finally get a vote. Bernie's been winning consistently, and I think it's mathematically understandable. Every time we poll, every time Steve and everybody polls, two-thirds of the Democratic vote, two-thirds of people who call themselves Democrats are either liberal or very liberal. All Bernie ever had to do, and he's done it beautifully, is get a majority of that, and he's up to the mid-30s. If you get half of 67, you're into the mid-30s, and that's where he's gotten it a little better. Biden, his only prayer, was to consolidate the third of the vote that's moderate and conservative. And he got nowhere near clearing that field, nowhere near. That's put up four ways now. And so with new people coming in, Deval Patrick came in, he didn't make it. Bloomberg is in, he's probably going to survive a bit longer because of his money. But that field wasn't cleared. The only way Biden could win in that one third of the vote that's either moderate or conservative is to sweep it. He got nowhere near. Bernie, on the other hand, did his job. He got more than a majority, more than a majority of that 67%. That is the name of the game. It is pretty much over unless that changes. I was reading last night, Brian, I know you're a history guy too. I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940. And the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. And Churchill said, how can it be? You got the greatest army in Europe. How can it be over? He said, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart. And I think he's damn right on this one. Joy.
So he was comparing there the Nazis taking France to Bernie winning Nevada. Now he said, I can't be as outrageous as James Carville. Are you kidding me? James Carville said that Bernie is Putin's favorite. But that's nothing compared to comparing Bernie to the Nazis. It's insane. And right now, you have Democrats coming after Chris Matthews. They want him fired. Now, I don't know if he should be fired. They allow this nut to say the wildest things about Trump. You had O'Donnell, what's his name? Is it Chris O'Donnell? The 10 o'clock show on MSNBC. He said, you know, that Trump is a Russian agent. That he's Putin's puppet. Is that okay? You know, if you're going to fire Chris Matthews over making a terrible comparison with Bernie and Hitler, you have to do the same for O'Donnell, right? Who compared Trump, who said Trump's a Russian agent. You know, so these people are insane. And they run out and they say these things without any evidence to back it up. It's like I said, Chris Matthews is terrified of having a socialist represent his party, and they're losing their minds. But that's okay. That's okay. I love to see them lose their minds. I mean, they have been losing their minds for a while over Trump. But now that they're actually losing all control of their party, now that they're losing all control of their party, I love it. But now, let me play one last video before I leave, because Trump actually landed in India, I think, probably about 3 o'clock in the morning. So he had a rally over there in India. But let's check it out. Let's check it out.
His first visit there, he's due to address a rally of some 100,000 people. The president and First Lady Melania landed in Ahmedabad, the largest city in Indian Prime Minister Modi's home state of Gujarat a short while ago.
Now, it turned out to be actually 125,000 people at this rally for Trump. It's really insane. And India and the United States are getting along well. It's great. It's great.
Joining us from Delhi. Good day to you, Sonia. This is a key meeting for the U.S. president and the Indian prime minister. India pulling all the stops today for this visit.
They treated Trump royally.
That's right, Brian. I'm not saying he's a king. The government is really making a massive effort here to offer a lavish spectacle, a grand reception for President Trump and the First Lady. He's already arrived
I
in Ahmedabad,
get out
the
here.
Western
so
city, which is really Narendra Modi's political home turf. You know,
but so they treated them.
Chief minister. He spent
they treated them great.
Chief minister.
I mean, and Trump
figure.
Is talking about working on a
President Trump to the Sabarmati.
Working on a deal, a trade deal with them in the billions of dollars, right? So. Now, if we could replace a lot of the supply chain that we get from China with India, that would be great. That would be great. You have more, the population is even greater in India, right? And they're a democracy. They're not a communist nation like China. So, yeah, I say let's bravo to President Trump for actually, you know, putting the United States in a better position geopolitically and financially. All right, I got to get out of here. You've been listening to Breaking News, absolutely breaking the news with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave, on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 Yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
My Invisalign has.
I have taken out my Invisalign.
Taken out my Invisalign, and this is the album.
Creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal. Bruises on both my knees. For you don't say thank you. Oh please, I do what I want when I'm wanting to. My soul so cynical. So you're a tough guy, like you're really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy. Just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad.